Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Are there any rules when it comes to plus ones for weddings? I went down to New York City this past weekend for a wedding. My girlfriend was invited. She did not have a plus one initially, but it was in New York City. She was like, well, you can just come down for the weekend. And then, you know, I could just hang out by myself while the wedding's going on. And then we'd come back together.
Which you were totally
afterwards.
Fine with that part.
Yeah, I was totally fine.
To New York.
So we're going through. She's going to help set up for the reception the night before. And I come because what else am I going to do? Like, I'm just going to come help. So I'm setting up and the bride is like, oh, my gosh, this is so nice of you. You have to come tomorrow. But originally they said absolutely no plus ones unless we've met you before. And now, like, I think she just felt bad that I was there, like, helping set up her wedding. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, we'd love for you to come. So I ended up going, but people have been really weird about me, like, showing up as a plus one when they said no plus ones.
Unless
they'd met you before and they hadn't met me.
Well, they met you the night before.
Right.
And then you were magically invited. The no plus one thing, unless we met you, let's be real. When you're at a wedding as a bride and groom, if you spend more than 2 minutes with anybody that's not in the wedding party, that's probably pushing it. Because you're so busy riding and grooming, cutting cakes, dancing with your mom and dad, doing all that stuff, that you do the initial walk around, you know, or you have the receiving line. Oh, it's so great to see you. Oh, we'll chat later. And then later comes, and they might walk up to the table and be like, hey, guys, thanks for coming. It's great to see everybody. Mwah, I love you all. And then they move on. And you're not spending any. So you could be sitting there alone all night without your plus one.
Yes. I think it's more so just like costs. You're just trying to keep costs down and you've got all these people. You're like, I've never met you. You don't need to come to my wedding. I had a friend previously who had that rule. I was in her wedding and she said, absolutely no plus ones unless we've met them.
So this is just a weird way of putting it, I guess. Wait, like being Morgan, my daughter who just got married, like they could not afford everybody that she wanted there to also then bring a date, you know? So
but
she's
how
like,
how many people were, this is a tiny wedding.
It was
how many people
like
total?
30 people.
That's tiny.
That's very tiny.
Totally understand that situation.
Both my nephews, they have long-term current girlfriends. They couldn't bring, like, it's not that Morgan hadn't met them. It's that I want you there. You're my family, but it was only family.
If I had a college friend that hadn't met my wife, and they sent me the invitation that said no plus one, I would very politely write no thank you, RSVP, whatever you, well, however you say I'm not coming.
Well,
that would have been my response.
But,
so I'm supposed to sit there alone all night because you don't know the person I'm bringing?
Well, I mean, you're not going to sit there all night because you're going to know everyone around you.
Am I?
That's the whole point of it.
I know the bride and groom.
It's going to be this close.
I don't know the bride
friends.
And groom's mom and dad and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and I know
and
everybody
may not
at that
have been
wedding.
Aunts and uncles and I Steve and I only invited people. If we hadn't seen you in the last year, we weren't inviting you.
That makes sense.
Like, if I hadn't seen you in the last year of my life, so there were parts of extended family, we just couldn't afford to be like, oh, then.
Did the totally same thing.
So just the folks that we knew.
It just feels like to me, you're putting your guests in an awkward situation of sitting there potentially alone all night because you don't know who they might bring with them.
Well, it's either that or nothing at all. I don't know. You just, it's an affordability thing, I think.
Well, and I think it's important to point out that my girlfriend was single when the invitation originally came out. So there wasn't necessarily anyone to extend a plus one to. I came along after she had already RSVP'd right. for just herself.
But that's not a, see, that's a different situation to me. She could have called them.
They did make that rule, though. It wasn't them. Just yeah. like her. It was absolutely no plus ones. It was just like after
then
the
it was
fact.
No plus ones. It's fine.
It's not fine.
It's, I,
okay,
Morgan
we're opening
the same
it up.
Not
thing.
Fine.
We're opening it up. It's the court of public opinion. Somebody pick a side.
The court of public opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
When it comes to weddings, is there a line for plus ones? I just went to a wedding this weekend. Originally, my girlfriend did not have a plus one. I came, helped set up the wedding, and the bride was like, oh my gosh, you have to come tomorrow. But originally, their rule was, if we haven't met your significant other, you're not getting a plus one. And we opened it, the court of public opinion, and we've got text line blowing up and the phone line blowing up.
Good morning, the B.
Hi, good morning. So I want to weigh in on the plus one situation. My son is getting married in a couple months, and I recently got into a new relationship. By the time the wedding comes around, we've been together for 5 months, and I was recently told that my boyfriend cannot come to the wedding as my plus one, even though I have financially contributed to the wedding as well.
Well, you're going to have a great relationship with those kids.
Yeah, so...
Let me ask you this. Is it because catering already has all the numbers and everything?
It is not. They haven't even ordered the food for the wedding yet.
Oh, okay. Maybe because they got a problem with mom dating?
Well, so they were going to let my previous significant other come. He was invited. We had been together for almost 5 years. And then we separated. And now that I'm seeing somebody new, now all of a sudden my new relationship is not invited. And I have already invited my boyfriend to the wedding. So now I have to go back and uninvite him.
You can't uninvite him. You're the mom. You got to tell them, look, I understand this is your special day. And I would never want to ruin your special day, but at the end of it, I'm a grown woman and I'm gonna bring who I'm gonna bring, and you guys will still have a wonderful time.
So I've had that argument with him, and not to mention I financially contributed to this wedding. I should, as a parent,
have a say,
as a groom, get to bring a guest.
I agree with you.
So I'm not crazy.
Does this no plus one thing count for other people, or is it just aimed at you?
So it's only some people. There are some people on the bride's side who my son has never met before, and they are getting to bring a plus one because they are part of her family.
Okay. But because the boyfriend and your son don't know each other that well, he's like, I don't want him there?
Correct.
Okay, well, I don't know. You got a couple weeks to bro out.
That's what I was just going to say.
Let's all go golfing,
go
something.
Go have a cocktail together,
because he's
going
to be there, so you better get to know him. Oh, man. Hang in there, Mom.
All right, 252-9233. Wow, that's a whole nother can of worms happening there.
It really is, because she financially put in for it.
Right.
So it's, I don't know. Especially if the past boyfriend was invited, but now the new one's not. So it's a whole different thing, but... Texts are coming in. The bride invited you. It's her day, so her opinion is the only one that matters, is what one texter says.
I'm laughing at the one that says, the bride and groom want to make sure you're not bringing someone either of them didn't date before.
Oh. Dang.
Could be that,
too. I never
thought
of that.
This text saying, if I got an invite that said no plus one, I would do what Billy said. Thanks. Not coming.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Billy. It always should be self plus one for any person over 18, in my opinion. If you're going to invite me to a wedding, expect me to bring someone or don't expect me to show up.
Wow.
There's a lot of feedback in here.
I think every situation's
different. It's all different. Yeah.
You know, I would like to hope it's different because, like I said, my daughter, there were several that she was like, I can't have them bring plus one. I can't have everybody bring plus one.
Right.
So, but it was kind of a, you know, they're young, they're broke, they're just starting off in life, they want you there, but they can't afford for you to bring dates.
It's when you have a barbecue in the backyard with an Elvis impersonator serving up sandwiches. Not that that was an idea that crossed my mind. All right, court of public opinion, are we calling this?
They're still coming in. They're still coming in. We can't call it yet. All right.
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
We're talking about bringing plus ones to a wedding. This texter chimed in. Why would anyone want to go to a wedding of someone they barely know? They don't know their love.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Why should they be a part of celebrating it?
Yeah.
Now, let's reiterate, this is saying that the bride and groom are saying we're not going to allow a plus one unless we know them. So the flip side of that is, why would you want to go to a wedding of somebody you don't know? Because you're on a date. You're with me. You're on a date with me, not the bride and groom. You're all dressed up. It's no different than going out to a fancy restaurant with just your date.
No.
100%.
You want the bride and groom to pay for your date. You're like asking them to pay for a first date. I think it's completely different. You're celebrating a life milestone. It's completely different than just going to a restaurant.
Well, who are you going to dance with, Billy, right? If
my
you don't
date.
Bring a plus one.
Right.
You dance by yourself.
You go find
that
grandma.
That would be so sad.
Dance with grandma.
You're not
going to
dance by yourself. You're going to join a dance circle. All you got to do is shimmy your way in, and then everyone's in a circle together anyways. That's what happens at every wedding, and you know it. I DJ'd wedding for years.
This texter goes, in my opinion, two different scenarios. People you haven't spoken to in a year or more, including relatives, don't need to be invited because they aren't really part of the couple's lives. Inviting everyone to bring a plus one is a space and cost issue. I've been invited to many without a plus one. Some I've declined, others I've attended. But ultimately, it is understandable to not invite plus ones, especially if you don't know if they even have a plus one.
I must just have cooler friends because I've never had an invite show up that says you can't bring a plus one.
Mm, well.
Have you been married for every single wedding that you've been invited to?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
So it's assumed you're a package deal, I feel like, when you're married. I think it's like the gray area.
Package deal.
Yeah. Of like dating.
Well, I got to pay for both plates with Billy.
And if it's a buffet, does it matter?
Buffets matter. You still have to pay per head.
It's probably just easier to sneak in somebody last second.
All right. Are we going to call this? We got to call this. It's a court of public opinion.
It is understandable to not invite a plus one. That's what I would say.
There's your gavel.
I'm going to go reread those text messages. Mm-hmm. I think you're exaggerating the opinions.
I think you're wrong and we're right.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.